This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Bird. The Ethiopian government marked the one-year anniversary of fighting between its forces and rebels in the northern Tigray region by suggesting its military is nearing victory. Tigrayan forces, however, say they are advancing on the capital, Addis Ababa, and that it could fall within months or even weeks. In Washington, State Department spokesperson Ned Price on Thursday urged all parties to end hostilities immediately. That includes the TPLF, that includes the Ethiopian government. U.S. Horn of Africa Special Envoy Jeffrey Feltman arrived in Ethiopia Thursday for a two-day visit amid growing concern over the violence. The year-long conflict has killed thousands of civilians and forced more than 2.5 million people in the north to flee their homes. It has also plunged about 400,000 people in the Tigray region into famine. Many coal-using nations have pledged to phase out their use of coal in a bid to curb climate change. AP's Karen Chamas has more.
I think we can say with confidence that coal is no longer king.
COP26 President Alok Sharma announced the initiative in a speech at the UN Climate Summit in Glasgow. The conference of nearly 200 nations was abound with optimism on the new promises on coal, which has the dirtiest carbon footprint of all the major fuels. But many critics say the vision is obscured in smoke because many major economies such as the United States, China, India and Japan have not set a date to end their dependence on fuel, whereas others like China are just talking about stopping the creation of new plants abroad. I'm Karen Chamas.
The number of Americans applying for unemployment dropped by 14,000 to 269,000 and are gradually moving toward pre-pandemic levels of around 220,000 a week. This